All right, everybody. This may be the most self-defeating chain of events that we've seen in modern American history. After Donald Trump told some of our allies to essentially F off, that we don't need their help after we started a war with Iran, he is now circling all the way around and asking our allies for help because Iran is strategically cutting off the United States and Israel from access to the Strait of Hormuz. Now, of course, the Strait of Hormuz is a narrow pathway near Iran where about 20 to 25% of the world's daily oil supply flows through. So when Iran cut that off, it spiked oil prices, it screwed over the Trump administration, and that was the goal of Iran, to inflict maximum damage, not only via military casualties, but also through economic damage, making sure the American people feel the effects of this. And the war is not over. It is not nearly over. Do not believe the administration when they say that. And I want to walk you through the series of events that we've seen recently because it has backfired so absurdly on Donald Trump. So let's just lead off with the breaking news because we want to dive in with the strongest story. Make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed, by the way. We are getting closer and closer to 2 million subscribers. That's because of you all. We are a Gen Z built company. Our team is Gen Z. And we continue to build towards a better America, building a community with you all. So the news is Trump calls for allied warships to secure the Strait of Hormuz. He's asking them to help put their assets and resources on the line to protect the United States. He's saying multiple other countries will join the United States to keep the critical shipping lane, quote, open and safe. But so far, no nations have confirmed plans. They have essentially abandoned us. They have not confirmed plans. And just think about this. Donald Trump has spent the past 1 year and 2 months telling all of these countries to F off, quite literally sticking up the middle finger to them and placing tariffs on every single country, except for Russia and North Korea, which is absurd to me. He let these authoritarian countries off the hook. He helped their economy while tariffing our allies, while leaking text messages with the Prime Minister of Norway and the leader of France, while bullying the Prime Minister of Norway over a Nobel Peace Prize that they don't even have control over. That's a separate and sovereign board that has nothing to do with Norway. So it's absolutely absurd. But I want to walk back a few days ago, because just 4 or 5 days ago, Donald Trump sent out this post telling the United Kingdom to F off, basically making fun of them, sticking up the middle finger to Keir Starmer and the United Kingdom. He said, quote, "The United Kingdom, our once great ally, maybe the greatest of them all, is finally giving serious thought to sending 2 aircraft carriers to the Middle East. That's okay, Prime Minister Starmer. We don't need them any longer, but we will remember. We don't need people that join wars after we've already won." Oh my Lord. Since this has happened, we've seen 6 more U.S. service members die. We've seen oil prices spike further. The war has deepened. The war has lengthened. We are burning through U.S. munitions. The key point that I want to make as well is that we're spending $1 to $2 billion a day on a war that will add more debt after we've already added $8 trillion from Middle Eastern wars. Since 2000, $8 trillion has been added to our debt from forever wars. We now pay $1 trillion per year just on the interest of our debt. That is amassing and accumulating and compounding, and my generation is going to have to take care of that. You guys are going to have to take care of that. We're all in this together. It's absolutely absurd that we are now in more forever wars. For the same amount of money, we could have provided ACA subsidies, secured Ukraine, and helped people with education for the same amount of money. It's absurd that we're spending this much on war. Ian Bremmer points out, Trump last Saturday was essentially saying, we don't need British ships. We will remember. We don't need people that join wars after we've already won. He was just being a sassy prick for no reason, right? And then Trump, this Saturday, today, March 14th, said, quote, hopefully the United Kingdom will send ships so that the Strait of Hormuz will no longer be threatened. Bro, you can't have it both ways. You can't relentlessly and endlessly bully intimidate our allies more so than our enemies and expect them to come help us. Now, the reality is, over the next 7 days, we all have a vested interest as a world, as a globe, to bring down oil prices and to end this war and to stop the suffering of the Iranian people and other service members. I mean, it's worth mentioning hundreds of people have died in Lebanon, not even attached to this war. They just died because Donald Trump and Netanyahu decided to start it. And now Donald Trump is acting like a leader who has like bipolar disorder. One day he's attacking our allies. The next day he needs our allies' help while he gets us into more and more trouble. And the new reporting is, the more breaking news here, Iran announces the Strait of Hormuz is open to all countries except the United States, Israel, and their allies. So they're essentially abandoning us and our allies, which Iran, the regime, is an authoritarian theocratic regime that it represses its people. But we at least had some sort of mutual agreement. When two parties, when multiple parties on the planet are able to reach an agreement to trade in a free manner or semi-free manner, beautiful things can happen. That's where innovation occurs. That's where prices lower. We've had an understanding and agreement with them. Trump just blew that up. Here's the Iranian foreign minister, Abbas Araghchi, on MS Now.
Is there any sign that Iran is prepared to allow passage of the Straits of Hormuz? Will the Straits of Hormuz remain closed so long as this war continues?
Well, as a matter of fact, the Strait of Hormuz is open. It is only closed to the tankers and ships belong to the to our enemies, to those who are attacking us and their allies. Others are free to pass. Of course, many of them prefer not because of their security concerns. This has nothing to do with us. And at the same time, there are many tankers and ships who are passing through the Strait of Hormuz, and I can say that the strait is not closed, but it is only closed to American, Israeli, ships and tankers, and not to others.
There's a few things worth pointing out. When oil prices rise, the price of everything rises because goods cost money to ship. And ideally, you want the shipping cost to be as low as possible. But when transportation fees are jacked up because oil prices are up, then everything costs more. Secondly, that is only compounding on the healthcare that millions of Americans are lacking after the ACA subsidies expired. Thirdly, that is only compounding even further on the $1,000 per year tariff fee that Donald Trump imposed on American families, which is reportedly going to be about $1,600 this year. All of these things combine, compound. Unemployment is up. Inflation is up. Trump's economy is an absolute mess. And what are they doing? Getting us into wars and saying the dumbest things possible. Listen to this clip of Pete Hegseth saying, the only thing prohibiting transit in the Strait of Hormuz right now is Iran shooting at the shipping. What? Listen to this.
The only thing prohibiting transit in the Straits right now is Iran shooting at shipping. It is open for transit should Iran not do that.
What? The only thing preventing me from being a chef right now is that I can't really cook. I don't really know how. Should I learn how to cook? I am a chef. Yeah, that's the fundamental thing that separates the Strait of Hormuz being open from it being closed. Ships being shot at is a pretty big deal. Did I hear this right?
The only thing prohibiting transit in the Straits right now is Iran shooting at shipping.
The only thing preventing me from piloting this plane right now is that I don't know how to fly. Yeah, that seems like a pretty big deal, Pete Hegseth. This entire administration is full of idiots who have pissed off our allies. Check out French President Emmanuel Macron. In this clip, you hear a female translating what he's saying.
In no case should an increase in the price of oil lead us to change our position with regard to Russia. That is the position of the G7 and, of course, that of France and Europe.
Okay, so France, Europe, and the other countries in the G7 just put a hard line. They said, we don't care if oil prices are increasing. Under no circumstance will we ease sanctions on Russia and give them more money, more funds, tens of billions more dollars so they can use that money to revive their economy, help their oligarchs, and strike Ukrainians even further. Oh, and give intel to Iran. So I'm going to end this video how I started it. Donald Trump has set off the most chaotic chain of events possible, and it is so self-defeating. He spikes oil prices by starting a war, then lifts sanctions on Russia, then Russia helps Iran elongate this war, continues to give them intel, and now other countries are saying, hey, we do not want to help them. And now, after Donald Trump gave a middle finger to allies who were trying to help, who were sending tankers, who wanted to open the Strait of Hormuz because we all have a shared vested interest in it, he now, after telling them to F off, needs their help. I'm going to leave it there. Countries are going to continue to abandon us if we act like an asshole. We are no longer going to be a military strength on the global stage or economic strength if we continue to act like this, if Trump continues to act like this. I love you all. Peace out.